This morning, and we can actually call it an opening scripture today, although it can still be the word for the day. Actually, it's four words: trust, delight, commit, and rest. And it comes from Psalm 37, the first seven verses. And I would like to read them out of, I have the NIV version this morning, even though my own personal Bible is in the King James, but sometimes different words are used, and it says the same thing, but and I also have it in the Passion Translation, but from the NIV, starting in verse 1, this is Psalms 37, verses 1 through 7. Yeah, okay, good. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord. NIV uses the word still, but the King James uses the word rest. So to be still in your spirit means you're at rest, basically, spiritually. So it's close. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. And do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. And so I want to go back and just pick up on a little bit of this. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. There's a lot of ways that we could say that phrase. Don't sweat the small stuff, to start with. Don't let what somebody else is doing get you all bent out of shape. That's Rick's translation. I should write my own Bible. Sometimes I bring my funny one. Because what happens is if we pay more attention to what somebody else is doing, what is that really doing? It's taking us off course, isn't it? And we're losing the focus, and we really need to be zeroed in and focused in on what God is doing. And so if we spend our time thinking about how evil this is and how evil that is, and this is bad and that's bad and there's no good in anything, we can start sounding like the news we watch. And we really got to get tough. You know, there's an old saying, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And things are tough for a lot of people. But you know, I've come to realize that God's kingdom doesn't function by the kingdom of man. And so we need to remember that all of our provision comes from him. Everything that we have that's good comes from him. And we can't get distracted by fretting about what everybody else is doing. And I like, listen to this from the Passion Translation about the grass. Oh, they and their short-lived success will soon shrivel up and quickly fade away like grass clippings in the hot sun. I like that. I just cut my grass the other day, and it isn't long in the sun, and it's all withering up. And that's how, if that's going to be the end result for them, why should we fret about it? Why should we get concerned and get knocked off course about it? And so, if we're not to do that, what are we to do? Trust in the Lord and do good. When I think about trusting in the Lord, I think about when we put trust in someone or something, usually integrity and character are involved for us to trust somebody. But if you trust God, his character is impeccable. His dependability is 100%. He never lies. He cannot lie. He does not lie. Everything that he speaks is true and is the truth. And so to trust in him and do good. You can do good in a lot of ways, and that's one of the fruit, if you will, or the evidence of a Holy Spirit-filled life, where what we do is good. We do good for others, no matter whether they say thank you or there's any payback or anything like that, because our rewards come from the Lord. And we got to not look at the vessels, but look to the one who fills the vessels. And sometimes it's easy to look at certain people because we know what their gifts are or their talents are or whatever. And once again, we're getting diverted. It's like magicians. They do stuff over here with this hand to get your attention, all the while they're trying to slip something through on you over here, like politicians do. So we can't stay in that mindset. To do good is a lifestyle that we as believers have, and that we should have, and follow that. It's a way of life. Continue to do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. God has prepared this life for us to enjoy, to be blessed, to be content, and not always be looking around in fear of everything going on around us. There's a saying, grow where you planted. And the fertilizer is good when you spend time in the Word. It's good. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. So doing good is how we should spend our time. There's all kinds of wonderful things that I know each of you are already doing. And you've learned, don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. And thus things aren't to be boastful about anything. It's just that the goodness of God in you is oozing out. Even Jesus said, if you see any good in me, meaning himself, it's God in me that he does those good works, and he does them through us as his vessels. So continue to do that. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Enjoy your space. Enjoy where God has you living. Enjoy where he has you planted. Enjoy where he has you working. Be the best that you can be. Be the best that he's called you to be. Be the best that he's equipped you to be. Be the best that he's made you to be. And continue. Take delight in the Lord, or delight yourself in the Lord. That word delight, there's an indication of joy and gladness of heart that's involved in delighting ourselves in the Lord. Outside of him, if you can remember your BC days, there weren't a lot of delightful things that were good for us. Well, for some of us. We thought they were, but they weren't in the end. They turned out to be working against us. But when we take delight in the Lord, I think of the joy and the gladness of heart. And I can thank him personally for that. I get upset with myself more than I do with people. And most of the time, I'm very glad that I'm saved. I love the new quality of life that I have, that I never lived before I knew Jesus. And so I'm very thankful about that. And I, most of the time, am a joyful, glad person. And I say most of the time because there's still exceptions. But I did overcome. I haven't got to where I said, praise the Lord, when I hit my thumb with a hammer. But I'm getting closer. And I said, ouch, the last time. I didn't swear. Try it sometime. Whack your thumb and see what you say. No, thank you. Amen. All right? And he will give you the desires of your heart. Because, you see, joy and gladness of heart and delighting ourselves in him indicates a relationship. And that's very personal between you and the Lord, and delighting yourself in him. You all could testify, I know you could, of all the times that God blessed you with something that you really liked, but you didn't necessarily ask him for it, and you couldn't pay enough money to buy it. It's just something that you like. Something that's meaningful to you. And God brought that into your life. He will give you the desires. And if our delight is in Him, we won't have wrong motives. We won't have a selfish attitude about Him giving us stuff. It just works that way. He will give you the desire of your heart because our desires will be right. If our heart is fixed in Him and we delight in Him, then anything that we ask for or receive from Him, it's going to be out of a right spirit and a right motive. And He does that often. You won't have to worry about getting your street changed. He'll just move your house. No. Just kidding. When I was thinking about this when you were talking about that issue, commit your way to the Lord. When I think of the word commit, last week we talked about that God is able to keep those things which we've committed unto Him. And we talked about a bit of that last week, and it's the same idea. When we commit our way, or we commit our life, or we commit our lifestyle, or the direction we're going, our purpose in life, our goals, our visions, when we commit those unto the Lord, it said that, and trust in Him, that He will do it. He will make a way. Because sometimes in our doing, we can certainly take a left turn when we should have taken a right turn. But because of that, He will bring us back on track if we're listening. And the Holy Spirit is always very good. I have a compass in my phone, but I have a compass in my heart now. And it always points to Him. I don't know whether that's north, south, east, or west. It just points to Him. And that gets us back on track when we commit our way to Him. He'll cause that to come to pass because it's the right direction. It's the right way. And then He talks about righteous. We've been made the righteousness of God in Christ. And so, because of that, He talks about in the NIV, He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn. To the unsaved, you are a bright and shining light, and it bugs them sometimes. It's a little abrasive, you know. Faith and I had supper on our deck last night, and it's getting almost dark out there by 6:30, and we had this little candle in a glass on the table. And it didn't shine very much when it was still light out, but it was amazing how after it got dark and we were still out there, the whole table lit up, and just that whole area around it outside from that one little candle. And I was still thinking about these scriptures from this morning and how your light is like that. You might think that you're not being very effective. It's easy to think that because it's always about, we think we always have got to be doing something. Well, the doing is just being. Just being who He says we are. And that in itself is going to shine. So keep shining. Your vindication like the noonday sun. When I think of vindication, did God ever get you out of a bad situation, a bad jam? Something that your actions got you into that, but He was still so gracious He got you out? Yeah? Oh, good. I'm glad I came here today and not down the road a ways. Because, yeah, we know what vindication is. It means to be cleared. Cleared of any guilt, any wrongdoing. And it's because of the blood of Jesus that He vindicates us. We have been vindicated. It's like we had all of the... We were all guilty. We were all found guilty and charged as such. But God vindicated us. And it was beautiful. And then, in verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. And He says, fret not yourself. Again, that word, fret not. I like that because now for the rest of that portion of Scripture, He's going to talk about what's going to happen to the unsaved or the unrighteous, and you think the lawnmower was bad, they haven't seen anything yet. We need to keep believing for salvations for people, because that is the most important. But it says, rest in the Lord. To don't strive, but just to rest. There's a peace that He's given us. And to rest indicates that even though there's all kinds of stuff going on around us, it's very easy for us to see it. And we discern what's going on because of the Holy Spirit within us. A lot of people don't even realize, and they get into fear instead. But we need to be in faith and be at rest. That means not agitated, not irritated. We need to be irrigated with the washing of the water of the Word. That washes over our minds and it clears out not very healthy thinking to bring everything back into focus. And just be at rest. Be at peace. We hear better when we're in that condition than when we're all stirred up about stuff. It's hard to hear anything but our own voice. And really, hearing our voice is good. We know we haven't lost our hearing, but it's better to hear His at a time like this that we're living in. For such a time, we're this generation. And I count it a privilege to be in my Father's kingdom at a time like this when people have fallen apart all around us. And there's going to be people, I know that are going to call upon you for strength, for prayer, for encouragement, and just be ready. I mean, look who's living on the inside of you. Look whom you have to offer. And that's beautiful. So we'll stop there.